that one start match up with the ending. But Neville should win the title back, and Enzo should just be this fool that he is. He basically is turned into a James Ellsworth guy. Now here comes the main event, the match that we all been waiting for. Braun Strowman. Don't be corny and call him a monster. I'll call him a big freak mountain of a motherfucker. That's what I'll call Braun Strowman. Now, to say he manhandles Lesnar is unrealistic. I can't really say it isn't, because you've seen the fucking size of Braun Strowman. He's a fucking mountain. I mean, even more than the Big Show used to be honest. I mean, Braun Strowman has been the breakout star of this year. And he's just a fucking massive, you know. He's some guy that you'd have as a fucking mafia fucking bodyguard. No, a bodyguard in... the bodyguard that you'd want to hire more than anyone. Brock Lesnar is a freak of fucking nature. I mean, who can do that to Mark Hunt? Mark Hunt. Who can keep Mark Hunt down on the ground and pummel him and control Mark Hunt on the ground like that? Like Brock Lesnar did. Brock Lesnar, probably one of the toughest people in the world. And I don't know why people disagree with that. He's got great stand-up game. I mean, he's fast. What he did to Shane Carwin, fucking that punch came out of nowhere. And it was nearly as fast as Mike Tyson, what he used to do. And as soon as Brock Lesnar gets older, that's it, man. He's going to pound you fastly. He's fast. He'll take you down fast. But Braun Strowman is a mountain of a guy. He's like a big fucking brick wall. How are you going to get through? A guy like Braun Strowman walked towards you, man. It's like a fucking... it's like you're 10 years old again. And a big man coming up to you, disciplining you. You're going to be a scared fucking shitless of a fucking guy like Braun Strowman, as well as Lesnar. But Braun Strowman is just a fucking mountain. It's like Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant. You thought Hulk Hogan was a fucking mountain of a man, big freak, and then you put him against Andre the Giant, it was like, he looks like small compared to Andre the Giant. That's what Lesnar looks like towards Strowman. So basically it's an even match. Can't say that it's unrealistic that Braun Strowman wouldn't throw Brock Lesnar around in real life, because he could. Because they're obviously stronger than Brock Lesnar. Even though Brock Lesnar has got some unique strength. But here we go, I'm going to commentate this matchup as we get ready. On Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman showing the strength. Brock Lesnar with a look on his face like, nah, and but he's smiling. Brock Lesnar's smiling because he knows he's a fighter now, trying to take down a UFC takedown. That won't work. That's realistic. Try to take him down, but Braun Strowman's too fucking big. He's like a brick fucking wall. What are you gonna do? He's a big fucking mountain. He's just running into a brick wall and just gets tossed away. No one takes it to Brock Lesnar ever I've seen than Braun Strowman does. You can see in his eye that Brock Lesnar's never faced someone like Braun Strowman. Fucking great suplex. Great fucking strength by Lesnar. But boom, chokeslam. Great sequence there. That was a great sequence. Here we go. The running power slam. I thought it might end there and that would have been and the biggest disappointment ever. This match, yes, is a WrestleMania caliber match, but I take it how it is. A great sequence there, great strength by Brock Lesnar, taking Braun Strowman to Suplex City, but then got choke slammed and then running power slam. No one can take it to Brock Lesnar ever, I think, than what Braun Strowman can. Braun Strowman is more of a freak than Brock Lesnar. Whether he's tougher than Brock Lesnar in real life, probably not. But I think he's powerful. If Braun Strowman hit you, he'd probably kill you. And obviously that takedown attempt by Brock Lesnar is realistic, because he's so big. How are you going to take that motherfucker down? You're just going to fucking throw you away. The bigger, stronger you are, the tougher you are. It's just fucking scientific. Bang! Straight to the back of Brock Lesnar. Sends him straight out the ring. You see Braun Strowman bleeding from the face. That brings some extra authenticity to the match. Knock Brock Lesnar silly. Straight out of the fucking middle rope. Oh, great body punch by Lesnar. Bang! Neck first, back first into the ring post. Into the pyrotech post. I like how No Mercy is designed with the grey banner and the red writing. The style of the writing. Fucking freaking nature. Boom! That'll just break your fucking ribs in real life. A guy like that just running straight into you, just fucking ran straight into Lesnar, then picked him up by his legs and then just fucking threw him right into the corner. Oh, Braun Strowman went there to try and break Brock Lesnar's ribs. And when a guy like that, fucking giant like that, running into you, would fucking kill. Oh, right, Kamara lock here. Now in MMA, this would be it. But this is realistic, because Braun Strowman's probably stronger than Brock Lesnar. But Lesnar's showing this freakish strength that he's got. And this is great. It's realistic and great. This makes this submission mean something to the match, in my opinion. He's got Strowman there. But Braun Strowman showing his resilience, like he did when Roman Reigns backed up the ambulance into the truck and Braun Strowman walked away. Just shows what a freak of nature Braun Strowman is. But now it's showing what a freak of nature Brock Lesnar is. Getting a guy as strong and as big as Braun Strowman and being able to put him in a Kimura lock shows that Brock Lesnar is a fucking beast and a freak of fucking nature. Oh, Strowman, boom, spine buster with impact. Two big freakish motherfuckers going at it. That's what everyone wants to see, and we've got it. No, I think no one's done that to Braun Strowman. No one's damaged Braun Strowman like that. Ever. So that gives Brock Lesnar credibility that he is that freak of nature. Suplex number two. Fucking strength of Brock Lesnar. Another suplex, number three. Greatly executed. Great strength by the beast. Suplex City, bitch, here we go. Number four. Suplex City, biatch. Four suplexes on a guy that size. And he picked him up on his own. I could see her watching it. Braun Strowman didn't jump that much. That was just power by Brock Lesnar. Showing that he's a freak of nature. Number six. That's how fucking tough Brock Lesnar is. The guy, sometimes, as you say, he ain't human. The guy is a fucking animal. Just like Tyson was. A fucking animal. Now the F5. Fucking hell, 5 seconds he had Braun Strowman on his shoulder. That's the strength of Lesnar. Boom! Another power slam. Second power slam by Braun Strowman. But can't get the cover. Because of what Lesnar did with the Kimura. The mouth of the man has finally been hurt. No one has hurt Braun Strowman like that. Physically. Without using a weapon. But Braun Strowman is up. But he's clearly been hurt of that Kimura. Now another power slam. Bang. Third running power slam of the night. But Lesnar kicks out, showing how tough Lesnar is. Two of the toughest motherfuckers in the wrestling business today, and probably of all time. That's why everyone wanted to see this match. The crowd weren't saying, "We want tables." I think it would have made the match a 5-star match if it was no holds barred. Look, again, 5 seconds he had him. F5, lands it. Fitly. Three. The match didn't last very long, so I'm going to give it a 3.5 match. Because it's a realistic type matchup. Two tough motherfuckers. And the match looked realistic. But if they put tables on the Braun Strowman put Lesnar through tables and it was a no holds barred match, obviously we probably got on a 5-star match. But Brock Lesnar never got manhandled, has never been manhandled before by anybody, and Braun Strowman was the first guy to really do that to Brock Lesnar in a realistic way. And Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman's never been hurt physically up and close. So it like Brock Lesnar did with the Kimura. Brock Lesnar, great performance by both. Brock Lesnar showing that he's a freak of nature. And he is the beast and still could be the UFC champion with the German suplexes, the F5 and the Kimura lock. No one hurt Braun Strowman, ever has hurt Braun Strowman like that. Braun Strowman got beat physically in that match, which makes Brock Lesnar a worthy Universal Champion. So I'll say a 3.5 match because of the realism of the match. Obviously people probably disagree, thinking it was too short of a match. But I'd say 3.5, just above average, just because of the caliber of the superstars. Now I'd give this show altogether a 7 out of 10, which is good. That means it's a good show. I'd say the pay-per-view of the year so far has been Extreme Rules, which I gave a 9 out of 10. The match of the year so far was that Fatal 4-Way match at SummerSlam. I'm not disappointed with this pay-per-view. I think it could have been better. I think the main event could have gone for longer, and I wanted Roman Reigns to turn heel. But still, it was a good pay-per-view, not disappointing, better than average, so I'll give it a 7 out of 10. That's all I've got to say about that. Now, fuck off.